In the shade of a lone hillside oak, they would pause. Here, Leia liked to play with a little turtle she called Charlotte, whose home lay nestled amid the roots of the big oak. The man had placed a swing in the large tree, and they often took time for him to push Leia high in the air while the light breeze whistled softly through the tree's branches. Overhead, a chorus of songbirds chirped merrily, while playful squirrels frolicked all through the tree in a never-ending game of chase and comical chatter. The surrounding flowers were abuzz with the hum of countless bees foraging for pollen, as this tranquil serenade of nature sometimes led Leia to doze lazily in her swing. Later, upon returning home, with her flowers placed in a vase and the day's treasures safely stored away, Leia and her father might play with her toys, have a tea party, or, as Leia would say, do all the fun things. But of all the fun times they shared together, their favorite was story time. That special time of day, made especially for parents and children. So, at the end of the day, when the light began to fade, little Leia began to grow weary from the day's fun. Tossing the blanket she fondly named Babbitt over her shoulder, she would grab a Baba and her favorite baby doll, Clarice. Having collected all of these her favorite things, she would go to her father and ask softly, "Dada, would you read me to sleep?" Then her father would always stop whatever he was doing, no matter how important, and answer happily, "Okay, princess, which book would you like tonight?"